This is an introduction given by Sufi Iqbal, the Khalifa of Hazrat Sheikh Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, before the actual bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali. The last point that we mentioned yesterday, that out of all obedience, the most important is Salah. جس کا اثر تمام برائیوں سے بچنا اور بچنا اور زندگی کے ہر شعبہ کو عبادت بنا دینا ہے. And when a person perfects his salat, the effect will be such that he will be able to abstain from sin, and he will be able to make every other facet of his life outside salat ibadat. So a person has to work on his salah. And if he works on his salat, inshallah, you will see that automatically he has the ability of staying away from sin. So each one can check to what extent we engage in sin. If we cannot look after our eyes, this is directly related to our salah. If we have a problem of speaking lies, this is directly related to our salah. So whatever evil and wrong that are within us, then that is proportionate to the lack of concentration and devotion in salah. And one aspect of salah has such an effect that it can transform our lives outside. Hazrat said that on one occasion, Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib, that on this very same member I was giving a talk regarding looking after your gazes in salah. And I mentioned that to lower your gaze in qiyam and to look at the place of sajda is mustahab. Then in ruku, to look at your feet is mustahab. In sajda, to look at the tip of your nose is mustahab. In the jalsa position, in the qada position, in the sitting position, to look at your lap is mustahab. When making salam, to look at the edge of your shoulder, with this thought that you are making salam to kiram and katibin, it is mustahab. So as I said, I mentioned this, and I said that if a person looks after his gaze in salah, inshallah, he will get the ability to look after his gaze outside salah. So he said, not very long after that, one person came to him and told him, Hazrat, that you've mentioned this, and let me tell you my own situation, that I got married. But despite getting married, I could not look after my eyes. My eyes were flirting everywhere. So I thought the way to solve my problem is to get another wife. So this was his solution. So if he got married a second time. He said, but that problem didn't get solved. After the second wife, my eyes were still flirting everywhere. So then when I heard your bayan regarding of looking after your eyes in salah, I started practicing upon that consciously. And alhamdulillah, now my eyes are not flirting around. So as I said, this is the effect of a mustahab act of salah. Looking after your gazes is and to look at the appropriate places is mustahab in salah. So can you imagine what effect sunnats of salat will have, what effect wajibat of salat will have, what effect farz of salat will have. And then he mentions that besides abstention of sin through the barakat of salah, inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. This is dalil qat'i. It is irrevocable and irrefutable proof, totally authentic from the Quran al-Kareem, that salat will stop a person from all nudity and all evil form of acts and thoughts. So this is the effect of salah. And not only that, every aspect of a person's life outside salat will become ibadat. Like our Jamaat Saatis always say, that read salat in such a way that your outside life will come onto the sifat of salat. And there is total reality in the statement. That makes such an effort on your salat, such an effort on your salat, that your entire outside life is governed. For example, We read yesterday in Fazal Amal in the day before. Hazrat mentioned this yesterday and that it was read the day before. That there's four things that a person should engage in abundantly in Ramadan. One is to the recitation of La ilaha illallah, The second is to read Astaghfirullah. The third is to ask Allah Ta'ala of Jannah, As'alullah al-Jannah. And the fourth is to stay away from, to ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala refuge from the fire. The La ilaha illallah, Astaghfirullah, As'alullah al-Jannah, wa'udhu billahi minan nar. Now look at the effect. If a person just works on his salat for a while, and total concentration and devotion, then outside salat to read these words, because in salat when you have got the presence of Allah, the grandeur of Allah, the might of Allah, the thought that Allah is watching you, then to make dhikr outside salat becomes very, very easy. And it's amazing salat, that with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will improve the level, the quality of your salah. You will gain concentration and devotion on the barakat of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, the salah will give you the opportunity of being in perpetual dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So both ways it will work. One is, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. Indeed, that person has attained success. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى, who has made tazkiyah of himself. He has made islah of himself. And like Mujaddid al-Millat, Mawlana Shafi Thalwi rahmatullah alayhi says, what is islah? That to remove akhlaqi razail, to remove evil characteristics and transform it to akhlaqi hamida and beautiful characteristics. And then Hazrat mentioned the second point of islah and tasawwuf and sifat ihsan, to get the dhyan of Allah, the presence of Allah. So, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Indeed, that person has attained ultimate success, who has made tazkiyah, he has made self-reformation. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. After tazkiyah, automatically, وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ. He will make the dhikr of the name of Allah. Allah, Allah, Allah. With love and devotion. وَالِحَانَ dhikr. With devotion. Just to digress, inshallah, just remind me where I digress. This walihana dhikr. Many times people have got this, that I'm making dhikr for such a long period of time, for a protected period of time. Until now, that the sifat ihsan and the dhyan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and this khususi ta'aluk of Allah is not created. But then we should check what type of dhikr we make. Whether it is just an empty, just recitation of words, or whether there is love. There are two things that is required. One is punctuality in dhikr, daily. Here again we can check from last Ramadan till this Ramadan, have we been punctual on our dhikr or not? And the punctuality of dhikr is to make dhikr with love. Sabaq al-mufarridun. In the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that these people have surpassed the remaining and they have attained high ranks. So the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, in the tarjuma of this hadith, has mentioned that those that make zikr walihana with love. Zikr Yasa Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned. So Hazrat Hakim Sahib said, that when I read this tarjuma of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, I was wondering, where did Hazrat Shaykh get this tarjuma from? Outwardly, it's those that excel in dhikr, etc. And where did Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali join this quality of walihana dhikr? So he said, then I had the opportunity of checking the shara of Muslim Sharif of Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Ali, Shaykh Abu Zakaria Muhyiddin Nawawi Rahmatullah Ali. When I seen the translation of Sabaq al-Mufarridun and the explanation of the words, I seen that Allama Nawawi Rahmatullah Ali made the tarjuma. That those that make dhikr with love. When you make dhikr with love, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ. And what is dhikr of the name of Allah? And what is the name of Allah? Allah, Allah. Many times people say this is bid'ah. Especially the Salafis, etc. That just to make the dhikr of the name of Allah, where do you get this from? From the Quran al-Kareem. What is the name of Allah? Allah. وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ. To make the dhikr of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَصَلَّى, then he performs salah. So now, what the barakat of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will the concentration in salah increase? With concentration in salah, your 24 hours outside salah, there will be the dhyan and the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it has an effect both ways. So a person works, for example, he works on his sajda, he works on his ruku, he works on his qiyam, and concentrates and turns his heart towards its actual qibla, Allah's zat. The qibla of the heart is the zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The qibla of the face is the baytullah, the ka'batullah. The qibla of the heart is Allah jalla jalaluhu himself. So when a person's dhyan is towards that, then see, outside salat becomes easy. Then you will find just automatically the entire day, while you are walking to the car, while you are coming, going to the car, while you are walking outside, immediately, La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, asallallahu al-jannah, wa a'udhu billahi min al-nar. This comes naturally onto the tongue. So salat has a tremendous effect on the outside life. Then kindness becomes part of your life. For this is what is required. We'll discuss as far as what is khushu in salat is concerned. Softness of the shoulders. This will bring softness in your character. Character also outside salat. So this ka asar, tamam buraiyon se bachna aur zindagi ke har shoba ko ibadat bana dena hai. Jis ki iska tafsil Quran wa ahadith mein aayi hai. And the explanation of this has come in the Quran and ahadith. Isliye roze mahshar mein sabse awwal namaz hi ka hisab hoga. For that reason, the first thing to be questioned on the day of Qiyamah will be salat. Because your salat is proper, every aspect of your life will be proper. Proportional to the deficiency that you have in the salah, while there be deficiency in your outside life. أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. The first thing to be questioned on the day of Qiyamah will be salah. فَإِنْ صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ سَائِرُ عَمَلِي. If the salat is intact, proper, all the requisites are fulfilled, your rest of your amal will be intact and proper. وَإِنْ فَسَدَتْ. If there is some void, and there is some characteristics that are not found in your salah, which is supposed to be found, then the rest of your amal, there will be a deficiency to that extent. So the extent and proportional to the deficiency that you have in your salat, will there be the deficiency in the rest of your amal. So in fact, if you think about it, logically, that we just have to make an effort in our salah. Make an effort on your salah, the rest of your life, Islam will be made. Therefore, as I mentioned, that one of the tariq of Islam is to make effort on salah. To make effort on salah. And many mashayikh in the previous time used to make a concerted effort on the muridin, specifically on salah. Hazrat used to say, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Rahman Sahab says, that I've seen this in the students of Shah Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahmatullah alayhi. That one khas sifat in the students of Shah Sahab is their salah. That shows that Shah Sahab must have been making an effort on his students in this regard. That he says, immediately you can see this is a student of Shah Sahab rahmatullah alayhi by seeing this salah. How important this aspect of salah is concerned. And the first thing to be questioned on the day of Qiyamah will be your salah. And if there is deficiency in salah, there will be deficiency in the remaining amal. There is no even need to look at the remaining amal. There is definitely will be a deficiency. And this is shaitan's deception, doka completely, where a person says, I don't read salah, but I'm a good Muslim. Impossible. You hear many people say that. I don't read salah and go to the masjid, but I'm a good Muslim. My heart is clean. If you had recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and your heart was inclined towards Allah, then you would become a die-hard of Allah. You would become fida on Allah. Then to read salat will become second nature. It will be a thing that you long for. So easy to understand. You carry on praising your wife and you say, you love her, you love her, you love her. Those that are newly married, how many times initially in the day you used to phone? Every three, four, five times a day from work. I miss you. But for every call there is dalil, there is proof. And then if she makes one simple request on your way back, bring this for me. You go into the chemist, bring this for me. I need some medication, some vitamin medication, for instance. First day you forget. Next day you phone her three times and you profess your love for her. She'll ask you, on your way back, just bring my medication. I know you forgot yesterday. You come home and she says, I completely forgot. Third day you phone her again, three times, how much you love her. She won't take you serious after a while. That is easy to get on saying you love me, but you can't even think about the medication. We are claiming that we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but no thoughts about salah, which is the most important injunction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given after iman. سو سب سے اول نماز ہی کا حساب ہوگا. نماز کے فضائل اور اہمیت علماء اور مشائخ ہمیشہ سے تحریر فرماتے چلے آئے ہیں. As far as the virtues and the importance of salah, ulama have written kitabs and have given lectures in this regard from time immemorial. Because mashayikh know that working on salah, therefore Hazrat specifically chose this slot, and alhamdulillah for the last 14-15 years the slot is continuing on Anwar al-Salat, to improve our salah. Ghaliban, I think Hazrat started with this kitab in 97 or 98. This should be about 14-15 years or more that this kitab has been taught. Knowing fully well that if the muridins and the mutalliqeen's salat becomes correct, it will have a tremendous effect on the rest of their lives. Then Islam will become natural. In fact, Islam will be made already through the salah. اور اس میں ہمارے شیخ رحمت اللہ علیہ کا ایک رسالہ فضائل اعمال بہت ہی مبارک اور موثیر ہے. سو صوفی اقبال از مینشنگ امنگز دی مینی مینی کتابز ریٹن آن دا سبجیکٹ از دا کتاب آف مائی شیخ حضرت مولانا زکریا صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ ان فضائل الصلاۃ, which is very very full of blessings and highly effective. اور نماز کے ظاہر مسائل کتب فقہ میں درج ہیں. And the outer مسائل regarding salat is written in the books of fiqh. اور مختصر طور پر اردو میں رسالہ تعلیم الاسلام اور بیشتی زیور میں تمام ہوتا ہے, جس میں احساس ٹھیک ہے. And the fiqhi مسائل have been written in kitabs like Talim al-Islam, Beshti Zewar. Thus also, Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned a very, very beautiful point. He said, if you look in the Quran al-Karim, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Fatiha, the first surah of the Quran al-Karim, has made ishara and indicated to Rijalullah that ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. And Anamta Alayhim is explained in another part of the Quran al-Kareem, the Anbiya, the Shuhada, the Sadiqeen, etc. So as I mentioned, in the tafsir there in Surah Fatiha, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first directs you for Sirati Mustaqeem towards Rijalullah. Then with Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alif Lam Mim Dhalika Al-Kitab La Rayba Fih Hudal Lil Muttaqeen, directing you towards Kitabullah, the Book of Allah. So for a person's total islah to be made, it is imperative that both these things should be kept in mind. One is Rijalullah, the men of Allah to sit in their company, like Allah Ta'ala instructs, Kunu ma'as sadiqeen, that remain with the pure, and remain with those that are sadiq fit taqwa, that are genuine in the taqwa. And then immediately after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Kitabullah. So Hazrat mentions that unfortunately many people in the tariq of tasawwuf unfortunately do not have much inclination towards Kitabullah and the books that explain Kitabullah, whether it's ahadith and mubarakah, whether it is fiqh, whether it's book of aqaid, etc. So they've got no inclination towards that. Therefore the total islah is not made. On the other hand, you will find people that are totally inclined towards the books, but not inclined towards Rijalullah. He said, therefore also their islah is not made. From the first surah of the Quran al-Kareem, in terms of sequence, in Surah Fatiha and Surah Baqarah, Allah Ta'ala has made mention to us the tariq of Islam. And what is Sirat al-Mustaqim? This goes together. That is Rijalullah as well as Kitabullah. So therefore also sitting here, mashallah, we have taken our time to spend some time with our Shaykh and to benefit from his discourses and hopefully transform our lives according to his advices. But with that, it is imperative that we keep contact with Kitabs also. So therefore, as I said, look at the tartib of this program. We have fazail-e-salat first. So the inclination and desire for salat comes into a person. Then immediately the masail from Beshti Zewar have been taught. So that the masail also comes. So that we combine both. That the fazail of salat, the masail of salat, and then how to develop concentration and devotion in salat. Inshallah, if a person pays attention to all three aspects, don't take anyone for granted masail, all three aspects, and then inshallah, and then not only here, when you go home also, Hazrat advises that even in our ta'aleem at home, Our ta'aleem at home also should be broken up in different sections. It should not be only confined and restricted to fazail, because an inclination is created within. Shandur Kashmir rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that there is a greater need for fiqh than fazail. Because if a person does not know the virtue of an amal, as long as provided he does the amal correctly, it will be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But on the other hand, if he knows the benefit of that masla, and he knows the virtue of that particular act, but he doesn't know how to do the act, he doesn't have the fiqh masail, then also at the same time, it will not be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to combine this fazail, we have to combine the masail of deen. And as Gigi, I was mentioning about our ta'aleem at home also. Our ta'aleem of home should comprise different sections. As I said, one kitab, one is basically that of fazail. The other is of fiqh masail that we should have also in our slot of ta'aleem. What that? Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One kitab on sunnah. The another kitab on the seerah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at the same time, you have a kitab on maut, on death. Obviously, you're not going to read 10 minutes from each kitab. People will sit for one day at home, ta'alim, and they'll be gone. 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes. And even the sunnahs, the way of reading it, repeat, as I said, for 3 days. Continuous, repeat the same sunnah and then add one more sunnah. Repeat the previous 2 days sunnahs and then add one more sunnah. So that also remains fresh in the mind. So inshallah, a book on fazail, a book on masail, a book on maut, a book on sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and some aspect of the beloved seerat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, the ta'alim should not take more than 10 to 12, 15 minutes. Within that, you should try to confine and restrict the ta'alim so that nobody gets bored or nobody gets tired because of that. And then inshallah, slowly, create istidat. We know our family is not very far from here, that have ta'aleem, house ta'aleem every day for 2 to 2.5 hours. The woman phone. At that time, even if you phone, they will not pick up the phone. But this is the time for ta'aleem. They don't do any kitchen work in that particular time. So this ta'aleem creates zeal. And many times we learn our big kiddas, for example, ulama-i kiram, etc. We do nur irad, and we do quduri, and kanzud daqaiq, sharul wiqaya, hidayah awwalain, hidayah akhirin. But many times we get so involved in the juz'i masail, or we get so involved in the dalail, etc., and the different school of thought, and the different a'imma, what they are saying, that we forget the basic juz'i masala. So therefore, if you read Beshti Zewar, you will see that the juz'i masla, the branch and the masla that will help a person, that basically will remain fresh in the mind. So Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi mentioned that there was a person in Karachi. He used to sell achar, and his name was Mufti Achar, and they gave him this title because he used to read every day 10 pages of Beshti Zewar. And people would rather ask him masla than any maulvi or any mufti. Simply because the maslas were so on his mind. Whereas now, so much at times we get so much involved in the different dalail and what the different a'imma's viewpoints, etc., we forget the asal masla. So because he only concentrated on the branch, that was very, very easy for him to know. And as I said, at this point, like there's one maulvi sahab. Obviously, and we know our own situation when we did a masala about animals, etc., falling in the well. Probably we did in Nur al-Ida. We might have done it again, but in Quduri, generally we do not do these 5 sections first, which we did in Nur al-Ida, then we continue from Buyu, etc. So we forget this masala. So one person came to a Maulviji and he asked a Maulvi sahab that a rat fell in the well. How much buckets of water should we remove? Now, Malsa forgot so many years ago he did a masala, that, and today it's not a masala that a person knows all the time. But a Maulvi is a Maulvi. He knows how to find ways out and without letting know that he doesn't know. So he asked the person, tell me what color rat it was. So he said, for these people only told me to come and find out. They didn't give me the details. He said, first go and find out quickly as to whether it was a black rat, whether it was a white rat, whether it was a brown rat. So this person, in total innocence, he ran quickly to the village. So Malisab ran quickly to his house to check the masala quickly. So by the time he came, he told him the masala, 20 buckets of water you should remove. So to read one kitab on masail. And many times we see simple masail, we confuse about wudu and water and vomiting and soam and wudu and so and vomiting, etc. Simply because we do not keep all the masail. So to read Beshti Zewar and then inshallah with all these aspects, so the fazail as well as the masail of salah, and then understanding what is the reality of salah, then inshallah this kayfiyah will be created in us. Anta abudullah kannaka tara fa in lam takun tara fa innahu yarak, that you worship Allah as if you can see. Yeah, it is mentioned as if you can see. Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned the curve will be as far as dunya is concerned. Inshallah, if you make ibadat of Allah Ta'ala as if you can see Allah, then in akhirat Allah will remove the car and you will see Allah directly. Annaka tara, that you will definitely see Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Aur ghaflat wali namaz ke liye to Quran wa hadith mein sakht wa'id aayi hai. As far as negligence in salah, great admonitions have come in the Quran and ahadith. Quran Pak mein irshad hai, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is mentioned in the Quran Kareem, kad aflahal mu'minun alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un, that indeed the believers have attained success. Whereas we know the mazhar and the expression of the success will only be in akhirat. But here Allah is mentioned qad is li tahqiq, aflaha fi'l-madi also li tahqiq, tahqiq ala tahqiq, to show definite that as if you have attained it already, it is a given that a believer will attain success, and he has attained success already if he develops concentration and devotion in his salah. Qad aflaha al-mu'minun, that indeed the believers have attained success. The word falah, Shaykh Abu Zakaria Muhyiddin Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned in the Sharah of Muslim that the word, there are two words in the Arabic language. He says, "Laysa fi kalam al-Arab." There is no kalimatun mufridatun, that there is no specific word in the Arabic language, kad nasiha wal fala, like nasiha and fala. He says because these are such two words, they are so jami, they are so all comprehensive, that we require so many words to explain it. So he says that this falah that is referred to in the ahadith mubarakah in the Quran Kareem, then Imam Abu Zakaria Nahawi rahmatullah alayhi explains, al murad bil falah jamiu khayr ad-dunya wal akhirah, all the goodness of dunya and akhirah. So kad aflaha al-mu'minun, that a person will attain success not only in akhirah but also in dunya. And all that what a person can define as success, whether it is izzat, whether it is tranquility, whether it is afiyat, whatever a person describes falah to be, success to be, Allah Ta'ala will give him on the barakat of his salah. That aflaha al-mu'minun, indeed the believers have attained success. But then which believers? Alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un, those that have khushu in their salah. Those that have khushu in the salah. Hazrat Hakim Sahib, in his kitab Kashkol Ma'rifat, have explained this word khushu, khashi'un. What is khashi'un? Those that have concentration, we just translate it loosely as concentration and devotion and salah. So as it says, what is khushu? At-tadallul ma'khawf wa sukun lil jawari, that humility with fear. And one is that what we, many times we mistake humility. Person that is walking down like this and he's got an outward demeanor of humbleness, we even give a title to him, Sufi. Even in the madrasa, students will call him Sufi. He's a Sufi sir. And unfortunately, as it says, today we have even masr, use the word Sufi. Sufi is a person that's got connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Not Sufi is that person that everybody can take him for a ride in the madrasa and make fun of him and say, Sufi sahab, we can. But don't take him serious. He says, Sufi is a person that is alert. Al-mu'min al-qawi khayru min mu'min al-da'if. A strong mu'min of mine, etc. is better than a weak mu'min. لا يلدغ المؤمن من جحر واحد مرتين أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. A mu'min is not bitten from one snake or twice. You can't take him for a ride. Now we say the guy that you can take for a ride is Sufi Sahib. No, a Sufi Sahib is aware of Allah, the presence of Allah. So one is outward humility. We are not talking of outward humility. Many people, mashallah, in their outward humility, there is tremendous amount of pride. This is and today we haven't understood this. That once, at times we think of a person that he is bombastic, etc., that he's got a lot of pride. Where a person is very soft-hearted and speaking in a very, very low tone, etc., he's Sufi, he's... No. Pride is a condition of the heart. As to what is your attachment to Allah and how do you see yourself first and foremost in relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then in relation to fellow mankind. That is what is pride. Batrul haq wa ghamtun nas al-kibr. What is pride? That batrul haq, to argue against the truth, not to accept the truth. Wa ghamtun nas, and to look down upon people, that is pride. And what we've got an understanding of pride, if a person is is expressive, then immediately we associate pride with that person. Whereas what is his inner condition with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he feels totally insignificant, he annihilates himself in front of Allah. He realizes his unworthiness in respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, he doesn't feel himself better than anybody else. Where on the other hand, a person can have an outward demeanor of Sufi, but you tell him one word and he keeps it for life. Because his ego does not allow him to forgive. He's full of pride. Ego is the thing that doesn't allow you to forgive. Because your ego has been hurt. We will use different words to explain this. No, he has done so much. I just can't. One way of reaching Allah is to forgive. Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is a sunnah that we are very, very negligent in. Therefore, we find that we are on one level of piety all the time. Either we are digressing or retrogressing, but there's no movement forward. And one of the things that we should check, whether we've got the heart of forgiving or not. And if a person sees how quickly the barriers towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be broken with just this one aspect of deen, of forgiving. That every night before you sleep, without reservation, to forgive all. We'll say we can forgive all, but not him. That is the one, not him is the one to start with. And remember, we have misunderstood what is forgiveness. Forgiveness is to free oneself. It's not so much about the other person. Because we concentrate on the other person, we say, no, he has done just too much. He has always made a fool out of me. Or in our slang parlance, we'll say that he's made a Charlie of me. How can I forgive him? Every time he's knocking at me. What? It is ego that doesn't like to forgive. It's the ego that prevents a person. The ego is hurt, actually. So it can't forgive. It doesn't want to feel small. It doesn't want to feel insignificant. It doesn't want to feel trampled upon. So it doesn't allow you to forgive. But really, forgiveness is not so much about the other person. Forgiveness is to free oneself from the bondage of hatred, malice, and jealousy, etc. Because these things start coming. It starts with, I won't be able to forgive. After a while, you start conniving and conjuring thoughts against the person. And then it creates malice. And then extreme, extreme hatred for the person. And plotting of how the downfall of that person. So to cut all that evil off, start from the basic. To forgive. And what happens in this forgiveness, and normally if you concentrate on that other person, it's very difficult to forgive. Rather concentrate on that I need to free myself of these chains around me. And I need to set myself free. And in order to do that, I will forgive. And then inshallah, see your path towards Allah becomes very enjoyable. Very, very enjoyable. How is it possible that two Muslim brothers, blood brothers, cannot speak to each other with such hatred? How are you going to find Allah in that? So this is the basics. To start from the tazkiyah of the heart. So we are talking about tadallul. تذلل مع خوف. Humility was fear. وسكون الجواري. And there'd be total tranquility in the limbs of the body. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala explaining قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ say خاشعون أي خائفون ساكنون. That ساكنون, that a person be motionless in his salah. Motionless meaning only the necessary movements of salah to engage in. For example, the transferring from one posture to the other. That will be ساكنون. But at the same time, they should be خائفون, fear in the heart. It shouldn't be like a Sufi salah. Hazrat mentions also today, you see, Ajib, he says, I've never seen my Mashayikh and Akabirin read slow motion salah. Many times people to give the feeling of that they've got a lot of concentration, they're from the Qiyam to position, mashallah. To them, this is some salah of concentration. As I said, I've never seen my Mashayikh and Akabirin reading slow motion salah. If you're old, it's different. But real khushu and khudu, what we are getting at is of the heart. It is of that heart. The khayifun sakinun. Mujahid rahmatullah alayh explains that in this context, annahu huna ghaddul basar, to lower the gaze, wa khafdul janah, and to keep one's side soft, meaning to be lenient in this regard. That means if people come, to give them enough place. Not now that is in summer because you're going to feel hot, so you really make yourself broad, then bigger than what you are, so that a person find no place. Then in winter you're going to feel warm, then you crouch yourself so at least somebody's warmth you can get. Now under all circumstances, that khafdul janah, to be soft, lenient, kind to the person. In every aspect, when you're in sajda, you know that the best would be to open your hands completely, like a small lamb can pass through. But you can't do that at the expense of putting your elbow in somebody's rub and say, mashallah, I've got complete mustahab atam fulfilling. The poor uncle is making panah, ya Allah. So the khafdul janah in every aspect. وقال مسلم بن يسار وقتادة تنكيس الرأس, to lower the head, to lower the head. Also lower the head, understand lowering of the head is that basically a person looks at the position of sajda. They also just mentioned in Shami, also the masla is mentioned, that many times we've got the habit, we don't realize that at the time of takbir tahrima, the head should be straight, the eye should be lowered. What we do, that we basically lower our head half and we bring our hand halfway. The head should remain still and bring the hand right up to the earlobes. One Ali Karam Allahu Waj, Tarkul Iltifat. Imam Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has explained, gee, I also mentioned Imam. Sometimes these alfaz have come in our vocabulary and we don't realize there's such influence of Shia in our own vocabulary. Other Sahaba we don't refer to as Imam Abu Bakr, Imam Umar, Imam Uthman. When it comes to Ali, you said Imam Ali. Comes to Hazrat Hassan Hussein, every other Sahaba you say Hazrat. When it comes to you say Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein. The Bara Imams you will see, their vocabulary of their usage has come in our kitabs also. So you should be careful about this, inshallah. And Mawlana Ashraf Thanvi rahmatullah alayh explaining khushu, Hazrat has mentioned that as far as khushu is concerned, Hazrat says that it is not the mawkuf alayh for the sihat of salat. Inshallah will explain this, that salat, for the validity of salat is not dependent on concentration and devotion, but he says for kubuliyat it is a mawkuf alayh. So he has defined sihat of salat and kabuliyat of salat. Sihat, that we will say that you are absolved the responsibility if you did the functions of salah, the different postures of salah, although devoid of concentration. So that means it is absolved that you have completed the farz. But on the other hand, thawab etc. is totally dependent, and the acceptance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is totally dependent on concentration in salah. And we all understand, nobody does business in order just to make enough profits so that he can offset his expenses. Nobody does that. That you work for an entire month in the shop and you put such a profit margin just to offset your basic expenses like rental, lights and water, etc. And you have the salary for yourself. So you look very, very busy the whole month, but by the end you don't benefit at all. Nobody does business for that. You want something to take home. Person tells you, don't tell me about your turnover, tell me what you make in at the end. You can have 10 million rand turnover, 50 million rand turnover, but your liabilities and your expenses are just as much. What's the purpose of doing business? So that we understand. So in the same way in Salat, we should understand the same principle. It's not a matter of just going to the routine of Salah. But what do we take back out? And what do we receive at the end on Salah? And this will depend. So Mawlana Shafi'i Rahmatullah says, this is provided a person has concentration and devotion in Salah. And then there are a few aspects as far as khushu is concerned. Inshallah, we just try to go over them quickly. Inshallah, we'll leave it for tomorrow. There are certain aspects that the outward, although it is an outward action, but will have a tremendous and direct effect on our khushu of salah. So inshallah, this we should try to keep in mind. It's very, very important lessons that believers will attain success who have got concentration and devotion in salah. At the same time, we should read the different aspects, that is, Fazail Kitabs as well as Masail Kitabs, and what constitutes concentration in Salah in order to get a Salah of devotion. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.